Thank you. Kathy's already mentioned the topic that I'm going to be talking about. This is research that was supported by a grant. This is research. Can you hear me better now? I don't see where they have it. This is research that was supported by a grant from NIDA. And as you see, I have no disclosures. And it occurred to me that being 60 years old and having no disclosures, maybe it's time I got a life. But anyway, by way of background, electronic information systems are rarely utilized or evaluated in substance abuse treatment settings. ARTC serves a racially, ethnically, and economically disenfranchised population that experiences significant disparities in access and quality of health care. The purpose of the study was to evaluate the implementation of an electronic information system using the following domains: quality, risks, satisfaction, productivity, and finance. The study design, this was prospective comparative study, pre and post implementation design, and a 3-year timeline. We had five aims and the associated hypotheses. Three of the aims are on this slide. In the area of quality, we hypothesized that there would be improved capture or timeliness of medical assessments, multidiscipline assessments, and performance of hepatitis C viral load determinations. Under risks, we hypothesized that the rates for patient complaints, patient incidents, and medication errors would decrease. For satisfaction, we hypothesized that overall satisfaction would increase for the patients and the staff. Under productivity, we hypothesized that there would be increased visits for counseling, primary care, and HIV case management. And the financial performance hypotheses were that revenue per staff would increase and the cost per visits would decrease. Now, here we go. Here we have the, for two of the aims, we have the measures and the data sources. I'll point out that for quality in the pre-period, it was paper chart. In the post-period, we had the electronic record. For risks, the data sources were the same in the pre and post. For satisfaction, we did surveys. For productivity, we had paper clinician logs for the pre-period and electronic logs in the post. Financial performance information came from the finance department and human resources. And these are some of the tests for statistical significance that we would use for each of the specific aims. Okay, now we'll get to it. The for quality, the first hypothesis related to annual medical assessments and multidiscipline assessments. And we hypothesized that the implementation of the electronic health record would result in a higher percent of patients having annual medical assessments performed within 30 days of admission anniversary and annual multidiscipline assessments performed on or before the admission anniversary. And the reason for the two different measures is because of the regulatory requirements were different for both in New York State. Here we see the, we had in the pre-period, the 1-year admission time frame, and patients with a length of stay of at least 365 days. The post-implementation period started November 1st of 08, went to October 31st of 09. We also, for this population, we did some demographic comparisons of the patients in the pre-period and the post, and we found that they were quite similar. And then here are the findings. In the pre-implementation period for the annual medical assessments, we found that 17% of the assessments were either late or, to our horror, about a third of the ones that were late were because they were not done at all. In the post period, we only had 3% that were late, and we had none that were missed. For the annual multidiscipline assessments, 30% of the assessments were late in the pre-period. 30% were late, or again, about a third of the ones that were late were actually not done at all. In the post-period, 4% were late, and none were not done. And you see that these results were highly statistically significant. Now, similarly, we did 30-day and 90-day multidiscipline assessments, and we hypothesized that the electronic record would result in a higher percent of these patients having these assessments performed on or before the due date. Here we had the same admission dates for the pre as we had for the other assessments, except that the patients here had to have stayed at least 30 days. And in the post period, the admission dates were between October 1st of 09, September 30th of 10, and a length of day of at least 30 days. For the 90-day assessments, the same time frames were used, except that the length of stay had to be at least 90 days. And here, the results were similar to what we had on the previous assessments. For 30 days of multidiscipline assessments, 28% were either late or not completed. And in the post period, only 13% were late. And there were none that were not completed. For the 90-day assessments, more than half were not completed or late. In the post period, 30% were late. There were none that were not completed. And you see again that the this was highly statistically significant. We now move on to performance of hepatitis C viral load. And the hypothesis was that implementation of the electronic health record would result in a higher percent of hepatitis C antibody positive patients tested for hepatitis C viral load. During the pre and the post periods, we had the criterion that the patients be enrolled for at least 60 days. Now, for the pre-period, 51% of the patients admitted were positive for hepatitis C antibody. Out of those 51%, or 342 patients, 160 were appropriately referred to an outside clinician that they had. Four refused. And so as a result, we had 151 hep C viral loads done out of 178 eligible patients, or 85%. In the post period, 45% of the patients tested positive for hep C antibody. Out of those, 212 were appropriately referred, 5 refused, and so we had 64 out of 79 done, or 81%. This was not a statistically significant difference. I'll mention that the reason that there were so many fewer eligible patients in the post period is that between the pre and the post period, managed care for Medicaid in New York City was very aggressively pursued, and we lost a lot of patients due to that, and so a larger number were being referred. Now, for risk, the hypothesis was that the implementation of the electronic information system would result in a lower number of medication errors, patient complaints, and patient incidents. When we did the pre-implementation data, we saw that the number of medication errors, patient complaints, and patient incidents was relatively small. And so we elected not to include this in the post-implementation data collection. For that reason, and also because the processes for reporting these did not change. Initially, before the study, we thought that when we implemented the electronic record, that the system for handling these would be moved into the electronic process. But when it came time to doing the post-implementation period data collection, we had not done that as yet. So this was excluded. For satisfaction for the patients, we had a six-question survey. We hypothesized that the implementation of the electronic record would result in increased patient satisfaction. We did 1,000 surveys among the approximately 2,700 patients that we have. It was apportioned by clinic. We have seven clinics. It was done by a first-come, first-served basis. And we, in order to get the full 1,000, we offered patients a two-ride MetroCard. By the way, MetroCards are not colored gold for nothing. They are very effective in getting patients to participate. We have used them for a number of different research projects that we have done, and participation is fabulous. And I'm the one that usually gives out the MetroCards, so I am officially known as MetroCard at our clinic. So I may not look it, but I do have street cred, and so don't mess with me. Okay. The surveys done in the pre and the post periods, we see that the patients were fairly, it was fairly evenly distributed in terms of their length of stay. But we found that for the pre and the post satisfaction surveys, there really was no difference between the satisfaction as expressed by the patients. And we found that not only overall, but we found it for each individual question. Sample question was, how satisfied are you with the overall quality of the care you received? And you see that the pre-survey and the post-survey results were virtually identical. For the staff survey, we had a 17-question survey. And here, we did not offer the staff MetroCards, but I can assure you that they asked about it. We had a similar number of eligible employees in the pre and the post period. 67% of the surveys were returned for the pre and 59% for the post. And here, again, the mean scores for all the questions combined were not statistically significantly different, although for five of the questions, there was a statistically significant difference. And here they are, and they relate very well to the electronic record. One was, how satisfied are you with the ability to access needed reports or obtain information for needed reports? And this was highly statistically significantly improved in the post period. How satisfied are you with the ability of the system to track your productivity and or that of your staff? How satisfied are you with the organization of the patient records and reports? How satisfied are you that the patient record or management report format helps to prevent you from overlooking information? And how satisfied are you that you can communicate patient administrative information to and from administrative staff? So here we have how satisfied are you with the system overall? In the pre-period, 33% found it either were satisfied or very satisfied, and 42% were satisfied or very satisfied in the post-period. For productivity, results were not what we hoped. We did it for human services counselors, medical staff, and case managers. We found that for human services staff, the numbers in the post period were quite a bit less. For medical staff, they were somewhat less. For case managers, they actually increased. This is more of the statistical data. For human services staff, the decrease was statistically significant. For the medical staff, medical services, the decrease was not statistically significant. And for case managers, the increase was not statistically significant. For financial performance, revenue per capita staff increased slightly in the post period, but the cost per patient visit increased a little bit as well. So the summary, there was a highly statistically significant improvement in timely completion of annual medical and annual 30-day and 90-day multidisciplinary assessments. There was no statistically significant change in obtaining hepatitis C viral load for patients positive for hepatitis C antibody. The prevalence of risk management events was too low to detect a statistically meaningful change, so this was eliminated. Patient satisfaction was unchanged pre and post. Staff satisfaction trended upward during the post-implementation period. Productivity significantly declined for human services staff. Non-significant productivity declined for medical staff, and a non-significant productivity increase for case manager staff. But there were some confounders. The staff capability to utilize the electronic system varied considerably, and there was a lot of increased turnover of staff due to inability to adapt to the new system. And electronic system upgrades required frequent retraining of staff. In New York, they've also implemented what's called APGs, ambulatory patient groups, which is a totally new payment system. And this required major retraining, especially for the human services staff. Revenue increased by 0.6%, cost increased by 5.7%. Now, despite results that were somewhat less robust than expected in some of the domains examined, had we not implemented the electronic information system, the recent changes in documentation and reimbursement for services would have paralyzed the agency. And since electronic systems are going to be the sort of the backbone of healthcare reform, these things are going to have to happen whether we like it or not. We acknowledge the patients and staff at ARTC, and here's the study team. Thank you.